first of all, do you have any tips for parents who are trying to homeschool their children right now?
Right. Well, I think, first of all, I should put a caveat to everything in that, you know, I'm a parent myself, sort of homeschooling and facing the sort of trials and tribulations that all presents. And so I recognise that it's not easy and that it presents a number of challenges. But what I would suggest is, and what I've incorporated into my own homeschooling, is the things that I found that have worked well at school. And I think the sort of starting point for that really is consistency. And by that, I mean sort of adopting a similar routine each day, so that children know in advance what they're going to be doing for that day. They know the routine for the day. They know what to expect. And I often find that when children are expecting to work in a particular way at a particular time, any sort of potential resistance to that is dramatically reduced. And it's something, of course, that we do at schools. There's a timetable, there's a schedule. Students know that they will be doing this at this particular time. And I've found in my own practice, and certainly the advice that I would give to other people, is to set a sort of clear routine for the day, to identify clear points in the day when children will be concentrating on their work, and clear points in the day when perhaps parents are concentrating on their work, and to divide that up so sort of clear expectations there. My other suggestion would be is to make sure that you start early, and that people are up early, that they are starting the day at the same time each day, and that they are beginning that routine. So for my children who are primary school age, our day starts at 9 o'clock with a bit of Joe Wicks. And then my children know that immediately after that, after a bit of physical activity, that they are then going to start on their schoolwork, and that there are set periods for a break, etc., and relaxation time during the day. It sounds easy when you say that, but actually it's much, much more complicated. But certainly I find that the routine is a big help. Making sure that children understand what's expected of them and how they should be working at particular sort of times during the day. I think physical activity is very, very important, especially I'm a head teacher for boys' school, and I think boys in particular need that. And so I think it's important that that isn't factored into your routines for the day at particular sort of key points. Like I said, you can do something like Joe Wicks at a point during the day, but also I do think it's important to get out to have some form of exercise during the day, and that breaks up the day. And my experience and what I'm getting in terms of feedback from parents is that actually young people are feeling much more positive about work, about the day, after they've been engaged in exercise. Yeah.
So what sort of challenges are you facing, and have you been talking to other parents who aren't teachers, and what sort of challenges are they facing?
Yes, well, I think parents who are teachers and parents who aren't teachers are all facing the same challenges, is how to combine working from home supporting your children's work and sort of maintaining sort of a routine sort of during the day. But for teachers, obviously the main challenges is that the level of personal contact that you have with your students is reduced. And so it's always looking to find ways in which you can personalize the learning for individual students, that you can support them, that you can identify any issues that might be coming up in advance. And that can be quite challenging when you're working remotely. It can make it more difficult for us to identify a need and respond to it as quickly as we would like to. So at both Coombe Schools, we use Google Classroom. We use that as a forum for communicating with students and parents. Students are able to raise their queries with us, and we can respond to those. We also follow that up with regular phone calls to parents and students in order to identify any sort of possible needs or things that we can adapt in order to support them. But things that you might pick up very, very quickly in a classroom are more challenging to sort of pick up from a distance. And that's something that I know all my colleagues are working hard at, but are also are concerned and are developing ways in which to improve that. And I know that all the schools share the same concerns. So all the head teachers in Kingston meet virtually once a week in order to share ideas, best practice, and to develop sort of different ways of working so that we can support all of the students.
So what are your views on the schools reopening? Do you think it should happen soon, or do you think it should be a way down the road?
Right. I think really, I think we have to respond in the same way that the government does, is that I think it's our duty to respond appropriately to sort of scientific advice about when that is appropriate. So I think when it does happen, it will present a number of challenges. I know from speaking to parents and what I see on social media and reading the press, etc., is that a number of parents are very concerned about what will happen when schools do reopen, and whether they feel confident and safe that it will be okay for their children to return. So it is going to present a number of challenges for us. In fact, the head teachers in Kingston are actually meeting tomorrow to talk about ways in which we can reopen the schools when that decision is eventually taken. But it will present problems for us in terms of sort of social distancing, in terms of sort of re-engaging students in a school routine, which they they haven't been part of for a considerable time now. So there are challenges there. We also recognise that some students have engaged very well with online work and have adapted very, very well. Other students have found it more challenging. So it's how we support all those different types of learners when they return in order to make sure that we get everyone sort of up to speed and sort of moving forward. So there are a considerable number of challenges there. We will, of course, do everything we can within our powers to make it a smooth transition and to make sure that everyone is positively supported. But I think we are reliant on the advice of experts as to when that time will be appropriate.
Excellent. And I see you've got a time capsule project going on. I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about that.
Yes. So the time capsule project is run by Sam O'Reilly, who's our head of performing arts and also runs CAPA, which is the Coombe Academy of Performing Arts, which is attached to Coombe Boys School, but involves many students from a variety of primary and secondary schools throughout Kingston. The reason for the project is one to maintain sort of social engagement between students so that they are actively working together on a joint project, but also to record this period in their lives and this period in history, which is obviously sort of unprecedented, so that they have a record of this, so that they are recording their thoughts, feelings, their emotions at what is a very sort of stressful time. So I feel it performs a number of functions. One is the social contact. Two is this ability to express your emotions and feelings and support each other's sort of mental health. And there is also about keeping a record of what is a very sort of significant time in all of our lives and in our history, so that it's something that we can reflect on in the future and we can use in the future, either to support students if something similar happens again, but also to be able to understand a period in all of our lives. Yeah, so it's working very well, and it's been very. The response has been very, very positive from all of the students involved, and indeed all of the parents. And we're really looking forward to how this sort of project can.